Nolte, doomed. Marvel's crashes 73%. Probably won't cross $100 million. By John Nolte on November 18, 2023. The Disney grooming syndicate's The Marvels collapsed by a breathtaking 73% in its second weekend, earning only $12 million for a dismal two-weekend total of $67 million. How bad is that? Well, if The Marvels had opened to $67 million, it still would have been considered a failure. Disney's groomers poured at least $300 million into this sucker. And now there's a good chance Captain Marvel 2, I'd Like to Speak to Your Manager, will fail to cross the $100 million domestic mark. Something that seemed improbable just a few weeks ago and impossible back in the Endgame days. Thus far, the lowest-grossing Marvel Cinematic Universe MCU movie is Ed Norton's 2008 turn as The Incredible Hulk. It grossed $135 million domestic and $265 million globally. After that comes Captain America, The First Avenger, which grossed $177 million domestic and $371 million worldwide. Unless there's some sort of holiday miracle, Captain Marvel 2, everyone's first wife, will make both of those look like blockbusters. Eating into Captain Marvel 2, Three Smug Girl Bosses' audience is the just-released Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which targets the same female demographic. Songbird and Snakes opened this weekend to a just okay $45 million. Nothing close to the $150 million to $103 million the original four opened with. But that's not bad when a movie is burdened with the hideous Rachel Zegler as its star. The final two big releases of November are Ridley Scott's epic Napoleon, starring Oscar winner Joaquin Phoenix, and the Disney grooming syndicate's Wish, which is already getting weak reviews and will hopefully flop because Disney is evil. Like Christmas, Thanksgiving is a difficult time to predict the box office. With all that time off, people enjoy going to the movies. And this impulse has saved many a movie from box office oblivion. In a sane world, the planet-wide rejection of the Marvels would have Disney reassessing everything about its turn into the dark side of identity politics. Superhero fatigue did not kill the MCU. Lousy, alienating movies driven by divisive politics did. The world didn't spend $2.8 billion, with a B, to see Avengers, Endgame and then suddenly grow tired of superhero movies. The entire premise of superhero fatigue is absurd and anti-science. We all saw what happened after Endgame. Disney joined the day cult and poisoned its Golden Goose franchise with obnoxious and divisive politics, gay sex, and beloved icons replaced with sexless and smug girl bosses. 5 years ago, the first Captain Marvel grossed $1.1 billion, and we all know it wasn't a very good movie. But that didn't matter. What drove it to box office glory was the most important ingredient a franchise can have: audience goodwill. But then Disney went insane and decided to alienate the very people who made the MCU $30 billion over 33 movies. Instead of pleasing the fans, Disney sought to please who exactly? Not the ladies. The ladies wanted nothing to do with Captain Marvel 2, the castration. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.